Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSP Magazine Podcast Radio. Join us on our journey into the past, the present, and the future as we explore the relationship between technology and humanity. Together, we are going to find out what it means to live in a society where everything is connected and the only constant is change. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
Sean,
are you feeling overappreciated today?
I don't know. Overworked, maybe?
No, underworked. Underworked.
Underworked?
Underworked and overappreciated. It's a good day for you.
He said, yeah, on a good day, that's how I would feel. You know, and I think that we need that. In every profession, you need a... You need a good paycheck. You need to be happy in what you do. And also, you know what makes you happy? To know that other people appreciate what you do.
Recognition.
And especially in cybersecurity, the pressure is always very, very high.
It's constant pressure. And I can imagine there's a gazillion reasons why it's hard to pause for a moment to recognize the good work that the security analysts do in the SOC and elsewhere. And we're thrilled to be, you and I, Marco, and ITSP Magazine, are thrilled to be part of an event that's taking place. It's SOC Analyst Appreciation Day. And the idea is to pause for a moment and understand what it means to be successful in the role, recognize individuals that are succeeding in the role and are doing great things for the business, for their team, their peers, and industries at large. And we have a good friend on, Marco, to talk a little bit more about the event and his view of the need for recognizing the SOC analysts.
And I have to say, we have many conversations in the past with this guest that we have today. And it's not the first time that we actually talk about these topics. And this time, I'm going to say it's about time that we're doing it, looking forward a day where we are going to get together and have this appreciation, which hopefully is not going to be just that day, but is going to make us appreciate everybody every day of the year. So, as usual, Sean, enough to the two of us, bring on our guest.
You don't want to talk for hours and not appreciate our guest?
I'm not going to be appreciated if I do that.
I'm thrilled to have Jason Michael on. Jason, good to have you on the show again.
Hi, guys. Great to be here with you again. Looking forward to talking about how SOC analysts truly need to be appreciated.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, Jason, this is something that we have talked about before, even if it wasn't specific for this day. But I feel like it was something that it was coming because we always talk about, again, being overworked, mental health, burnout, especially in this industry. And in this particular part of the industry, the drop off of from the profession is really, really high. The pressure is incredible. So I want to talk a little bit more specific about what this day represents for you, given all your experience and history in working in this environment.
Yeah, I mean, again, it is overdue and such highly welcomed, I will say, because as we've had conversations in the past about, you know, the burnout situation and, you know, how there's such high stress in a security operations center, it's truly, again, something that is well overdue. And coming from that space and being in those trenches with these analysts and managing them for that matter, you know, it's always been so concerning about the mental health and what these analysts take home with them once their shift ends of not only did I do a good job today, did I help defend my organization today, but, you know, is it being recognized the work that I'm doing? Am I making a difference to my organization or am I just a robot there to click buttons and get through my shift? And that's the really sad part of it is what we're seeing in the industry is still a situation that's going on. And I will say even more from a technological perspective, the level one analysts, you know, specifically are even more kind of challenging themselves to try to grow, because there's technology coming out now that are automating their steps. You know, the SOARs and those kinds of solutions are coming out. You know, the focus of a SOAR solution kind of is to eliminate the level one analyst, because, you know, they want to automate, to be more efficient and automate those steps to verify an alert and clear those alerts and move on. So now we're looking at these analysts that, you know, that's been their mission and focus on life. They're kind of like, okay, now what? If I've got this technology that's going to eliminate this, what do I do next? And, you know, again, just from that perspective is, there's so many SOCs that still have that level one, two, three workflow. And if they're not appreciating the work and letting the operators expand, you know, being able to train them and enable them to become level two, level three, get into the purple team exercises, they're feeling like, you know, they're kind of pigeonholed and painted into a circle and they don't know what to do.
Yeah. And Jason, I want to pull on this thread a little bit, because presumably organizations that are relatively mature in managing their SOC, assuming they have one, they might have this path defined. Entry and exit criteria for level one, level two, level three. And that may be the realm that they use to recognize an analyst and their success. And I'm wondering, is that, for those that have it, thankfully they do, right? Because at least has some information to share with analysts to help them move along their career path. But does that perhaps limit them, in your experience, in recognizing them outside of just the career path for how they innovate, how they collaborate, how they help with the business, just outside of how many tickets they close every day?
Yeah, it's a good question, Sean. And in my SOC that I was running, I actually focused on just that with my analysts. I made them shift every quarter that level one had to go to level two and get that face, you know, that time in that trench. And then they'd go to level three so they could continue to learn and expand on their educational experiences. So they're not just pigeonholed into a person that just has to clear alerts. Another thing that I focused on was, you know, if an analyst during his steps, whether it was one, two, three, identified a gap or a weakness or a flaw in our infrastructure, point it out, define how, you know, what the flaw is, develop a situational awareness plan and help us, you know, come up with a strategy, whether it's technology, it's process, it's flow, so we can fill that weakness. And when by doing that, what that does for the operators is it feels like they're being heard, right? They're feeling like they're being empowered, that they're helping make a difference, not just a button operator.
So for me, Jason, is there a definition of how an analyst can or should be measured? Because there's a lot of things that I can look at, from how well they interact with the technology and how well they meet their MBOs or management objectives. But are there things like mentorship and team collaboration, perhaps some softer elements that need to be defined and then measured?
No, you're right. It's exactly that. It's not just their MTTR or, you know, metrics that they get measured against. That's always in place and necessary. But that's just showing their effectiveness. But it comes back to, like I was just talking about, where if they've uncovered a exploit or, again, a weakness or a flaw in our prevention techniques, how they can develop the relationship with the operators and administrators and the other team members to say, guys, I just found this here. You know, let's strategize of how we can improve our posture so we don't get hit by this again, or we can prevent it from happening again. So those soft metrics are, you know, it's not just, hey guys, I found something, throw it over the wall, you guys figure it out. It's a team. We're all in this as a battle together. And the more an operator has the ability to share his thoughts, his perspectives with the other team members to help defend the organization, the more the appreciation is felt. Because again, it's making them feel like they're empowered, they're being heard, and they're not just sitting there as being benchmarked against how many alerts they're getting through or how many incidences they can work.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned, both you and Sean, this soft, I hate the word soft skill, and that definition in many different way in this industry. And I am so actually happy to see that this day that we are celebrating and appreciating this profession, it's really not about making a technical list of how we measure all of this. It's really, honestly, to give some kudos to these people. It's really a way to use our soft skill to show them how much we appreciate them. And I like to take maybe a couple of minutes to kind of preview what this day is gonna look like. So Jason, a little bit of a preview. I know it's still like building up, but it's coming up on October 20th. So a couple of teaser for it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, right? Where we want to acknowledge some people that have gone over and above and that deal with these challenges and issues that they deal with on a daily basis. So, you know, we're doing some voting and we're compiling some results of who, you know, who do we really feel has went over and above in this workplace? Because again, it is so underappreciative or even underacknowledged. If you look at an organization, you know, the SOC is such a behind the scenes situation. You know, people just know if I log in as an employee, you know, I can click here, I can do this, I can go to work every day and I'm protected. But they don't ever think about how that protection is occurring. Who's behind the scenes making sure that's happening? So acknowledgement is going on right now to where we're evaluating our community. We're identifying some of these operators that are truly making a difference for their organizations and bringing up that awareness, you know, showing that appreciation, giving them awards and letting them know, you know what, that work you do every day is truly, truly appreciated.
Yeah, and I think also, Jason, there's the recognition, and that can come in the form of a certificate or a bonus or something like that. But I think employees also value reinvestment in them as an employee. And I know there's a lot taking place on this day, in this event, to help organizations and managers of SOCs look at how they run their team and how they interact with their SOC analyst to help decompress at the desk, to continue education and learning on the job and outside of the job so they can grow within the organization, up the ladder, if you will, to pause and have a laugh, right?
Right.
So talk to me a little bit about that. Just, it's not just, yes, we want to recognize, but also we want to show that we value the employee and are investing in them.
No, it's absolutely right, Sean. And it's about even sharing those experiences with the SOC management team, because, you know, when we bring out as a SOC manager, you know, that's what I was talking about with my teams that I did. You know, I made them go into the other levels so they can learn how to be a reverse engineer of malware, so they can learn how to be an incident responder, but also to show the value of the work that they do is actually making a difference. And also, you know, it's funny that there's some SOCs in their procedures, they have incident like counseling afterwards. If there's a breach that they're responding to, they go through therapy sessions because it's such high stress. And it's not just, hey, we acknowledge the hard work that you did, but we also want to assist you with that work-life balance to where you're not going home stressed and you're bringing that home to your families, helping them decompress, helping them, you know, de-stress so they can be happy and want to come to work the next day and not feel like that, you know, management acknowledges that this is a high pressure, high stress job.
And can you also take a moment, Jason, too, because you said doing something that makes a difference, something that matters. How do analysts know that they're actually doing something that matters for the business?
Well, that's a good question. So like from my perspective, as I talked about a little bit ago, is if like an analyst identifies a flaw or a weakness in our technology or our process, being able to identify that out and say, guys, here's how we got beat this time. Here's some recommendations of how we can put these pieces, whether it's the, you know, the TTPs in place, so we won't get beat again on this type of scenario. And when I say showing that, then to see that maybe the organization does make an investment in a new technology because of this recommendation that's been identified, streamlining the processes and making them more efficient with the recommendation that the analyst brought up and said, here's how I think we can be better. Seeing the results, not just, hey, okay, we had a meeting and here's what I recommend, and then it goes on deaf ears and I don't see anything being done. When an analyst actually sees management acknowledge this and say, okay, you know, analyst 1, 2, 3, you know, Jason made this recommendation. Let's go out and evaluate some technologies that he's actually recommended and see if we can get our budget applied or whatever for the next pieces of this. When operators see that and they see that they're being heard and now a new technology or a new implementation of a process is being done, they absolutely feel appreciated.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. All very important, but I want to take a little bit of time here to kind of preview, although the website where you can register, and there will be the link to do that for the event, is going to, it's already up, but it's going to come up with some more detail by the end of the week for sure. And by the time that you've been probably listening to this podcast. But when we talk about decompressing, and Sean made an observation about with a little bit of humor, is because this day is going to be actually about conversation, a little bit about an open hour conversation from people in the industry that are going to give some of their advice. There is going to be, I believe, a yoga desk decompression session. So it's really about how to go through the stress, through the burn, to the pressure that you have every day. And to even highlight it even more, that this is a fun event to all join together and give the kudos to who deserve it. There is going to be a stand-up comedy. And I'm really curious to know how we're going to laugh and smile and be humorous, Sean, about a profession where probably there's not many smile during the day.
Well, I'm picturing the comedian doing the yoga at the desk. So the
right?
Downward facing dog is something named completely different.
No, that's, yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, the desk decompression with a yoga instructor. I mean, that's phenomenal. I mean, think about this. I'm included in that, of where sitting at a desk staring at a screen for hours on end, you get up and walk away and your neck hurts, your back hurts. And, you know, you get the carpal tunnel situation going on with your wrist because you're clicking so much. So I think that's a really good option to, you know, have this instructor learn how to decompress at your desk. But also, you know, the day in the life panel, right, that you guys are hosting and being able to share experiences, and also to have the analysts, you know, share some experience of, hey, here's training I took, or here's things that I've done to help me move up into the SOC and get more, you know, into the management level or whatever it is. All of those things are very important on top of, I can't wait to hear about, you know, to see this lunch and laugh session and the comedian that's going to make us all put a smile on our face.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to laughing and then also having meaningful conversations. I'm glad you noted the panel that we're going to, Marco and I will be moderating, A Day in the Life. We're looking to have a CISO, a SOC manager, and a couple analysts join us to really understand that relationship, what it means to have the hands on the different levels of triaging incidents and the management aspect of running the team and reporting up to the exec staff, and then the exec staff's understanding of how important that role is,
right,
in connection to the business. And it's all intertwined, and I don't know that we get that view often. So I'm really looking forward to pulling that conversation together.
I think, Sean, this is at the core of this conversation. And I remember, Jason, we had this conversation before where if you are just executing that job that could become repetitive and you don't see the big picture, of course, your motivation goes out of the window. But also to understand the complexity of what you're doing and interacting at a different level. And that's why, Sean, we decided to have three different levels of people that work outside, maybe overviewing the SOC, and people that are overviewing the business and made the connection with the SOC, and two practitioners that are in the trenches, and put it together on a very candid way on how does it feel to look at this from different perspectives. So I am excited about the conversation, and I'm very happy that we're part of this in a way.
Yep, I agree. And speaking of conversations, Marco, we're going to have two more podcasts on this topic in relation to SOC Analyst Appreciation Day. And we're going to kind of peel back the covers a little bit and look at it from two different perspectives of two different folks. And we're going to look at it from a technology perspective. Where is the SOC analyst innovating to help them and their team succeed, again, in the context of the business? And then kind of flipping it around, what does the operations look like in support of meeting business objectives? So Marco, we talk about it a lot. You need to have information security, cybersecurity to protect the business, but there's an opportunity to help grow the business as well. And I want to have a conversation of how the SOC and the SOC analysts can help contribute to that.
Absolutely. And as you said, we're going to dig deeper into that on individual episodes, but I'm not going to miss the opportunity to ask these two quick questions to Jason here. So one, Jason, your perspective on the role of technology. That, you know, is it a helping? Is it making life harder for the people in the SOC? And again, what is this importance for the overall business that it's so maybe not valued as much as we should? So a little preview of what we will talk about in the next two episodes.
Sure, Marco. I mean, it's absolutely the case there because like when in my SOC team, I had one of the divisions in my SOC team was the architectural and design team. So, you know, everybody's out there continuing to grow and say, you know, we want to offer more business and it's all cloud based or this e-business. But the people that are putting out these e-business models and new services that they're providing, they don't think about the cyber side of it. They just think about, hey, how can we get more products and services out to our customers to generate more revenue, which is great. That's what they're in business and that's what their jobs are. But they don't take into consideration what does that, you know, this new application that they've built or this new offering that they just partnered with, how does that expose us as an organization? And if it exposes us, guess what? That exposure then ends up on the lap of the SOC incident response team. So I always felt it was critical for members of my SOC team from the architectural and design perspective to be part of the evaluation of if they're taking something to market, do we have all the TTPs checked and assigned to make sure when we launch this product and service, we aren't exposed come day one. And again, that falls back to appreciation because when this SOC member has the ability to sit down with the business operators and the leadership team to say, here's how I think this needs to be done. You guys are opening this, you know, risk because of this. You need to change that. Then when they see the service operating and the new business that gets launched is doing successful, which by the way, no threats are showing up. Guess what? The analysts that were involved or the architects that were involved feel the appreciation. Because they're like, you know what? If we wouldn't have been involved and this thing launched, we would have been 24/7 responding to exploits, hitting all these vulnerabilities that I uncovered. So it does circle. That circle of life absolutely goes through from the time you launch it to the time you finish it.
The circle of life.
There it is.
So we have a day in the life and then the circle of life. And
that'd be an idea.
We have a long, long life as a SOC analyst. And I think
the circle
that's
of life of the analyst. Okay. You can see that. I can see that. I have a vision here.
There you go.
Well, that's kind of the point of this day as well. In addition to appreciation, but giving practitioners and their managers a chance to reflect on why this matters, what they're doing, and how successful they are, and to be appreciated for that. And so with this, I want to thank Jason for sharing with us your view of the event and why it matters, what's going to be involved, who's going to be involved a little bit. We'll be on the website, SOCAnalystDay.com. That's SOC, of course. If you're thinking SOCK, you can wear your own socks, but it's SOC, SOCAnalystDay.com. Everything will be there. Of course, we'll be sharing these conversations on ITSB Magazine as well. I encourage everybody to listen to this, the next two conversations, the panel, and do some yoga. October 20th.
I'm on my way right now.
I need some yoga. Downward facing dog.
There we go.
All right. Jason, thank you so much. And we're looking forward to see you in person again soon.
Absolutely, guys. Always a pleasure having conversations with you. And yes, agreed, Marco. Can't wait to do this in person again in the future.
Yep. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
We hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you learned something new and this story made you think, then share ITSPmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.